Welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. Today's book, Mama's Last Hug, Animal Emotions and What They Tell Us About Ourselves, by Franz de Waal, comes from the nonfiction section of the American Library Association Notable Books list. In general, I found that many fiction readers tend to think of nonfiction as dry and dull. Mama's Last Hug is neither. Not dry, not dull. Franz de Waal is a Dutch primatologist, currently the C.H. Candler Professor Emeritus at Emory University. He formerly directed the Living Links Center at the Yerkes National Primate Research Center. He spent his career making scientific observations of primate communities. First and foremost, though, de Waal is a first-rate storyteller. Nearly every scientific concept he presents has an accompanying story that enlivens that more abstract idea. The great theme of Mama's Last Hug is that observations of emotions in animals are so similar to observations of emotions in humans that it simply makes sense to believe that animals have emotions. For years, many animal scientists insisted that animals not be anthropomorphized at all, that is, not seen or described as human-like. De Waal's thesis is that there are measurable scientific observations that allow one to reasonably say that the emotions that primates and other animals experience may indeed be seen as nearly identical to what humans experience. Behind De Waal's belief is his critical distinction between emotion and feeling. Many people consider those two interchangeable, but de Waal sets out emotions as physically expressed experiences that can be seen in changes in facial expressions, posture, vocalization, and body temperature. Feelings, in contrast, are what humans describe as their experience in the midst of an emotion, their thoughts, their memories, their perception of what is called forth the emotion. Without being able to observe spoken, sophisticated language, de Waal seems to say that people really cannot know animal feelings. But emotions, yes. Those are physical and observable and very similar to what humans display. All of these ideas rest on his stories of the animals. The title, Mama's Last Hug, refers to an encounter between one of de Waal's friends, a fellow primatologist, who went to visit a very old chimpanzee named Mama. Here is how de Waal tells that story. 1 month before Mama turned 59 and 2 months before Jan de Hoef's 80th birthday, these two elderly hominids had an emotional reunion. Mama, emaciated and near death, was among the world's oldest zoo chimpanzees. Jan, with his white hair standing out against a bright red rain jacket, is the biology professor who supervised my dissertation long ago. The two of them had known each other for over 40 years. Curled up in a fetal position in her straw nest, Mama doesn't even look up when Jan, who has boldly entered her night cage, approaches with a few friendly grunts. Those of us who work with apes often mimic their typical sounds and gestures. Soft grunts are reassuring. When Mama finally does wake up from her slumber, it takes her a second to realize what is going on, but then she expresses immense joy at seeing Jan up close and in the flesh. Her face changes into an ecstatic grin, a much more expansive one than is typical of our species. The lips of chimpanzees are incredibly flexible and can be flipped inside out so that we see not only Mama's teeth and gums, but also the inside of her lips. In this case, the emotion is purely positive because she reaches for Jan's head while he bends down. She gently strokes his hair, then drapes one of her long arms around his neck to pull him closer. During this embrace, her fingers rhythmically pat the back of his head and neck in a comforting gesture that chimpanzees also use to quiet a whimpering infant. This was typically Mama. She must have sensed Jan's trepidation about invading her domain, and she was letting him know not to worry. She was happy to see him. And that sets the tone for the remainder of the book. As I read, I leave sticky notes in places that particularly interested me. One of those early on was DeWall's description of the difference between a smile and a laugh. Throughout the book, DeWall draws distinctions between concepts that people often use interchangeably, emotions and feelings, smiles and laughter. And this one, emotion versus instinct. DeWall describes how we have tended to think of much animal behavior as an instinct that reflects nothing but an automatic reaction. His observations of primates lead him to believe that most animal behavior reflects both emotion and thought, and thus results in behavior that is much more likely to result in a good outcome than if the animal simply acted by rote instinct. In an exploration of how animals experience pain, DeWall notes that the absence of language allowed people to believe animals didn't feel pain. In fact, as he writes, this once impacted how human babies were treated. The subtitle of this book is Animal Emotions and What They Tell Us About Ourselves. DeWall has little patience for people who believe humans to be a special category of creatures unto themselves. When he notes that he sees emotions in the primates he observes, he's very willing to note how those emotions are seen as well in people. And while people add a layer of cognition and language onto the emotional experience, he keeps reminding people that their experience is similar to that of animals, and there's no shame in that. As noted, DeWall is a star storyteller. He has spent a whole scientific career watching primates, working hard to simply identify what he sees. As we know, though, what is seen is seldom the whole story, and it is the process of making sense of it all that creates the strong story here. DeWall adds a healthy measure of affection and understanding for the animals he observed. Usually, he watched groups of primates gathered into a social group. As time went by, DeWall got to know individuals, became able to predict their behavior, and yet stayed attuned to what was unexpected. He tells the stories of the primates so well, but he also inserts himself and sometimes the whole human race into those stories, which somehow makes it sort of irresistible. I admit to a few moments when I felt DeWall stepped too far out of his own expertise with primates and his comments on human society, and this was more often so when he discussed women and how women act within human societies. I felt him at his peak when making a perfect progression from first sharing a story of what he'd observed, something that would be quite new to most of his readers, then making sense of that observation in terms of his expertise as a primatologist, and finally adding a little something extra that connected the animal behavior to our human behaviors in remarkably convincing ways, and throughout maintaining a compassionate and respectful approach, although he does poke fun at both animals and humans. This is one of those books where I wanted someone to be nearby that I could read sections aloud to or just share interesting facts with. This book did one of my favorite things. It led me to see my world differently. We're surrounded by animals. Franz DeWall makes a pleasant and convincing case that we should see them in a new way. The book is Mama's Last Hug, Animal Emotions and What They Tell Us About Ourselves by Franz DeWall, published as a Norton paperback in 2020. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.
All About Books is supported by The Coinery, buying and selling coins, gold bullion, and offering collectors supplies and out-of-print books on Nebraska and the Great Plains. The Coinery, since 1964, owned by Jim McKee, located in the Piedmont Shops at Cotner and A in Lincoln.